Hello, and welcome to today's episode of our Quick History Podcasts, where we will be discussing the accomplishments of Elizabeth Schuyler Hamilton. The smash hit Broadway play, Hamilton, by Lin-Manuel Miranda recently resurfaced in popularity after being released to the streaming app Disney Plus this June. The play about America's founding fathers has the world asking questions about America's founding mothers. Eliza, formerly known as Elizabeth, was born August 9, 1757, to a wealthy family in New York and was commonly known for her marriage to Alexander Hamilton, a notable founding father. While most of the Hamiltons' fame lies with the political and financial work of Alexander, Eliza dedicated the second half of her life to furthering the growth of social causes that were important to both her and her husband. Eliza wedded the ambitious politician in 1780, later giving birth to their 8 children over the next 20 years. Wrapped up in the heated pits of bloodshed, politics, and pride, Alexander died in 1804, leaving his wife to raise their remaining children. Out of empathy for her orphaned, now dead husband, Eliza was one of several prominent women who helped found the first private nonprofit orphanage of New York City in 1806. Working with the New York Orphan Asylum Society as well, even taking homeless children into residency herself. Though Eliza was successful in contributing to society's needs, she struggled to financially provide for her own family, the death of her husband leaving the widow to handle his accumulated debts. Alexander's army pension had previously been withheld, but after petitioning, a total of $30,000 and sections of land were specifically granted to Eliza through Congress in 1837. Money trouble was not the only conflict Eliza was faced with. Death made its presence stubbornly known in both the Schuyler and Hamilton family. Margaret Peggy Schuyler, Elizabeth's sister, was the first family member to pass in 1801 from a chronic illness. Her death was followed by Alexander and Eliza's eldest son, Philip, in November of 1801, at the age of 19, as a result of a duel with George Eaker. Alexander fell 3 years later after also losing a duel to a previous friend and later political opponent, Aaron Burr. Eliza's father perished later that year in November. Eliza spent nearly 50 years after Hamilton's death organizing heaps of his letters and papers in attempts to rebuild his dirtied reputation and apprise the legacy which he had tried to create for himself. Committed to defending and honoring Alexander, Eliza was determined to tell his story and rebuild his legacy. Throughout the last year of her life, Eliza worked with Dolly Madison, wife of James Madison, to raise funds for the Washington Monument in D.C., where she resided with her daughter, Eliza Hamilton Holly. Eliza Schuyler Hamilton died November 9, 1854, at the age of 97. She is buried with her husband and older sister, Angelica Schuyler, at Trinity Church in New York City. Despite being a woman in a time where women were not very respected, and losing her husband and dealing with many tragedies of death in her family, Eliza Hamilton was able to preserve her husband's memory and achieve many great accomplishments, more than many men and women during that time. I hope you learned a little bit more about Elizabeth Schuyler Hamilton and the contributions that she made to our great nation. For sources or more information, please look in the description or on the website provided. Be prepared to know this information in class on Tuesday.